At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mark my words, if there is one game that the Dolphins will lose this season, it will be this game. Titans pulling out here. Will Levis celebrating with Calvin Ridley betting on the next game.
Aaron Rodgers' entire aura is just making sure that he's in the spotlight. Kids who are studying psychology, like, here's your real-world example of a narcissist. Like, you want to learn what a narcissist is?
Don't sleep on these Colts at all. I think they might win the AFC South.
Not Belichick now, but...
Gerard Mayonnaise.
Gerard Mayo, yes.
No.
Which Will Levis likes in his coffee.
You remember that game where Lamar Jackson took himself out of the game to go take a shit in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, against the Browns?
Yeah.
Ironically.
So what if, I mean, this may be a situation where Josh has to do the same thing.
What kind of prediction is this?
D'Amico Pico de Gallo Ryans. Big coaching W over Squirrel Boy.
It's Not Another Buffalo Podcast, hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
All you people out there who are like, these idiots don't know anything. First of all, you're right. And second of all,
Pat. I'm just a dad talking in a closet, but like, you know, like I'm just saying.
And Rando.
We have this trust built on whatever it is, like Bibles and gold bricks and whatever Brandon Bean's drinking over there.
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. We got the full gang here tonight on a Tuesday evening here. You guys can find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. And as always, this episode is brought to you guys by Small City Realty. If you're looking to buy, sell, or manage property in Western New York, our guy is Zach Corzilius. You can call him up at 585-409-1088. That's 585-409-1088. That's Small City Realty. Zach Corzilius, your guy in Western New York for any of that stuff. Property management, buying, selling, all that good stuff. Golf courses, yes, if you're in the market. So what's up, guys? We haven't been together here for a couple of weeks. I was off in Ireland 2 weeks ago, and Brandon and I just did the show real quick last week right before I got super sick. And so that was good timing, I guess. So, Patty, how you been? I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks, man.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Happy to be back here, guys. Just soaking up.
I like the Nike hoodie.
Thanks, man.
Crew neck.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
What can you tell us a little bit about Pat's hats today? What's on the cap?
So there's a parrot on this cap. I think it says Tommy Bahama. It's been sitting in my closet for a while, but it was either this one or I was going to wear like, I played in a golf tournament recently.
How'd you do? We got to talk about that too.
I got to meet Arthur Jones. He was pretty cool, but they gave us like neutral vodka seltzer hats and I was going to wear that. But then I was like, I don't want to like get in trouble with the trademark police, but it's a hat with a parrot though. Brando, how are you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a minute either, dude.
Good. Just, you know, working, hanging out. My mom's birthday's coming up. Grandma's 90th birthday's coming up. So exciting stuff. Nothing crazy. You got to tell me, though, how'd you do at the golf tournament? I was working today and yesterday in the tornado touchdown. I swear on the world, those clouds went right over Rothlands, man. There, I could have hit a wedge and it would have that ball right up into the sky. Like it just would have never came back.
Didn't it come off the lake?
I have no idea.
Like it was a water spout and then it went into Buffalo.
No idea. So I just, the clouds that I saw were very,
I haven't been in Western New York for a little bit now, but I don't remember Akron being in between. No, it looked bad. I saw the video. You guys got hail.
Yeah.
And stuff, but
I never seen hail this big in the last few weeks. I wouldn't want to call them golf balls, but
we got golf balls. I have dents in my car.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's new. That's new even for down here. Wow. So I don't know. It's crazy this year. New York's like setting records for tornadoes, which is random. Yeah. And
somebody's mad at something
crazy.
Yeah. So
golf tournament.
Sorry. No, that's my fault. That's my fault.
So we ended up playing at Timberbanks. That's in lovely Baldwinsville, New York.
Cool.
Right on. God, the Syracuse people are going to be mad at me. One of the lakes.
Ayahuasca, something.
Yeah, it's Ayahuasca Lake. Yeah.
Ayahuasca Lake. I took a couple sips and somehow.
Aaron Rodgers over there.
But we had a ringer on the team for sure. But I had to carry a couple holes. I wasn't doing so well to start, but I think we shot like in a best ball tournament, like 9 under.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
it was okay. Yeah. I think we scored like we were like 6th out of 12 teams or something. So
that's good.
I'll take it. But I didn't realize that they paid someone who's like the top amateur golfer in New York State to be on one of the teams, and then they shot like 20 under, and I was like, that's not even mathematically possible, but I guess it is for 18 holes. So
People cheat all the time, man. No slander to these people that we don't know, but you know, at these golf tournaments,
I was gonna say, yeah, best ball tournament, like the winners is the person who's the bravest with their scorecard, right?
We had an 18 under yesterday come in to the clubhouse in the rain. Was it yesterday? Maybe it was today. Totally. I don't know.
But in a best ball or just like a regular
best ball? Okay. Best ball. Oh my God. No, Tiger Woods didn't play here the other day. At Rothlands, no. But it's interesting to see the team dynamic in a best ball scramble. I feel like we would do one. We should do one.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Fun.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Yeah.
But the NABP Buffalo Rumblings Memorial Golf Tournament, RIP Buffalo Rumblings. Yeah. All right. But anyway, so today, Brando, you had this idea. Let's just pick all the games in the AFC East. And because I mean, we've seen projections out there. Everyone says, you know, the Jets are getting this hype that I really don't understand. The Bills are still favored too.
When you go through the schedule. Okay. When we go through the schedule, you'll see exactly the hype.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I get that because the third place schedule is a lot easier than the second place schedule for the Dolphins. But
I mean, they're starting the season on prime time, so it'll be interesting to see here.
It's true. But yeah. That went well for them last time. So, well, partially.
Well, they won it.
They did. Partially. Fully torn, partially good start to the season.
You feel like training camp, you know, you don't always think about all the stuff that's going on right now when you're at week 10, week 11. And to see the comparisons in camp, who's having a good camp, the highlight catches, the fights, Xavier Worthy getting knocked out in Kansas City, just off the line, getting jammed, right? That's his name. Did I get his name right?
Yes.
So all these storylines are just like, well, let's just get to the season. You know, sure, Rodgers looks great. He's scrambling around, you know, Tua over the shoulder to Tyreek's hands and you know, whatever. Anybody else? No, nothing from New England. And you know, Bills are trying to break in some new guys. So I want to see what we think. What do we think? We see what the projections say. Bills are over under 10 wins is their line. I think the Jets are 10. I think the Dolphins are 10 and a half, maybe. We should have found that before the show.
So I see like PFF says that the Bills projected win total is 9.7. They have the Dolphins with 9.1. Jets at 9.03, and the Patriots are way down at
5.
Six, but 6.4.
So let's see where we land. Cause I mean, did we, I feel like we already picked the Bills schedule this year.
I don't know if
we did. We didn't do it yet. We did the draft of the schedule, but.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, this counts as that. So we're going to do the Bills last, which means we'll already have, you know, six games filled in, which is good. But we're going to have to fly through this because this is a lot of games, a lot of teams, a lot of picks. So we're each going to make our picks and then we're going to do a consensus, which is not us. Don't worry. It's not us arguing over what the consensus pick is for a
majority
team, but
rules.
It'll be majority worlds. So there's three of us, which is good. Odd 2-1, 3-0. Who knows how it'll end up. So Brandon, let's just get it right into it here. Pat, you're going to be picking first every time. I'm going to pick second, and Brandon's going to pick third because that's how the Excel spreadsheet is set up.
All right, going to the Dolphins schedule, right? The Miami Dolphins 2024.
All right, shorter.
They open the season with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Week one, who you got?
Jaguars.
Dolphins, Jags. Good game.
Jags.
Jags in Miami. Make sure you share who's the home team because I feel like that matters.
Okay, so Dolphins. Dolphins, give me the Dolphins 1-0.
Ooh, the home team swing.
Pat's got Miami. I'm going to take Miami in that game as well.
I think that Trevor Lawrence comes out hot. So give me the Dolphins at 0-1 to start.
And then obviously the consensus there would be Miami. All right, next up, Buffalo at Miami. Anybody not want Buffalo in this week two primetime matchup?
Until they beat us, they will not get picked. So go Bills. I picked
Petty. Petty, any dissent?
I will say, is it the 16-second season? No, it would have been the season after, but we lost to them, I think, like week 4,
14-17. Isaiah McKenzie couldn't get out of bounds. Yeah. It was 99 degrees, but 130 on the Bills sideline. Jaquan Johnson and DeMar Hamlin got torched.
Yeah,
over the middle. Yeah.
I'll be a little ballsy here. I'll take the Dolphins. Not to bet against the Bills, but I think, you know, when we see him later in the season, we'll see. All right.
All right, Dolphins for Pat, and the consensus is still Buffalo there. All right, week three is Miami at Seattle on the West Coast. Traveling to the West Coast early in the season. Pat, who you got there?
Got to go with the Dolphins again.
All right, Pat, the Dolphins are 3-0. They do start hot. So I also, I'm going to go Seattle there. Early West Coast trip. I feel like they could trip up, especially if they, just played Buffalo as well. So Brandon, you're up.
Two is better than Geno. So Dolphins.
That is very true. Brandon, Excel's trying to predict something for you. You must be having a pattern going there. It just gave me the autofill. I almost hit enter. That would have been
bad.
Funny. All right. Consensus is Miami there. So consensus is Miami's 2-1 at this point. Tennessee at Miami is the next game. Returning back home, Pat, this is the thing that's finally going to tear you away.
I don't know. I'm a closeted Titans fan, I guess. And you know, they really helped us out. Will Levis may be a Dolphin killer. I say that in the most tasteful negative connotation possible, but yeah.
On anti-marine land.
Anti-marine land.
connotation.
But yeah, Titans pulling out here. Will Levis.
Tennessee.
Celebrating with Calvin Ridley betting on the next game.
I'm going to go Miami, revenge game for them. Brando.
I just love this game from a year ago. You know, friend of the show, Sam, goes to Miami, travels all the way down there to have the worst statistical loss of all time ever statistically recorded. The highest percent chance to win, and they lost with 2 minutes to go. So I think they're going to revenge that. Give me two again.
All right. Miami for Brando, and the consensus is Miami 3-1. All right. Miami at New England. Pat, how you feel about them facing, not Belichick now, but
Gerard Mayonnaise.
Gerard Mayo. Yes.
No.
Which Will Levis likes in his coffee.
Yeah, he does. Well, let's see here. This would put them at, oh goodness, I don't like this. 5-1. So I guess, I'll take the Dolphins again.
All right, Miami for Pat. You can't think about the record too much because then you're just, you're fulfilling your own prophecies. Yeah. So just got to pick the games and see where it ends up if we want to be even. I'm going to go, I'm still going to go Miami in this instance. Pat or Brandon, what about you?
Dolphins don't really lose to New England very often. No, even with Brady, Dolphins got to New England. So Dolphins are winning this game.
Next up, they travel to Indy. Pat, what do you think about that?
Don't sleep on these Colts at all. I think they might win the AFC South. They might surprise a lot of people, surprise a lot of Texans fans. Anthony Richardson, he's going to run for
very,
at least two.
Very strong, historically, AFC South there. I say that with full snark cannon.
Run for at least one touchdown, he will, Yoda says. But yeah, give me the Colts.
I guess I'll go Colts for this one as well. They locked up, what's his name, for a bunch more years.
Michael Pittman.
He's awesome. Yeah. I like him. And also, if their quarterback stays healthy, they should be really good. He was pretty exciting to watch when he wasn't busy getting concussed. Brando, who do you got for this game?
The only person that got concussed more than Tua was Anthony Richardson. So I'm going to take the Dolphins. Jonathan Taylor's good, but Dolphins, again, Tua is better than Richardson if he plays in this game at this point of the season. Coming off a bye for the Dolphins, definitely give me the Dolphins.
All right, consensus is Miami there. All right, next up is the crossover matchup, Arizona at Miami. Pat, what do you got?
Gotta pick the Dolphins.
All right, W for Pat. I would go with the W for the Dolphins too. That's a pretty easy one. Right now, what about you?
It's tricky because I feel like between the Bills and the Dolphins, they're gonna split. So if I pick,
really,
I think they'll split. Kyler Murray's, but I'm gonna take the Dolphins. I just, in the reality of the world, like the logic says, both of the Cardinals will go 0-2 in that game, but I feel like they might sneak one out. You know, I don't want to see another Hail Mary, but give me the Dolphins in that one.
All right, Miami is the consensus there. All right, Miami at Buffalo, second Bills game.
Go Bills.
Pat, what do you think?
Yeah, you play at Buffalo in November. I remember that Halloween game, like you were saying, Brando, where Josh was flexing. Yep. It was cold. You know, Christian Wilkins was getting a little agitated in the cold, little pushy. But yeah, give me the Bills. Give me the Bills.
All right, sounds good. Buffalo across the board for all of us, probably, right,
Brando? See.
Okay. All right, next up, Miami at LA playing the Rams. Pat, who you got?
Rams.
LA Rams.
I feel like I know how Brando's going to pick this too, but we'll see.
I'm going to go Rams as well with you, Pat. Brando, what do you think?
My first thought is Stafford. Jalen Ramsey revenge game. And my second thought is Matt Stafford's going to win. So I'm going to go with Matt Stafford on this one.
All right. Rams across the board.
Yeah. That's a tough game.
All right. Las Vegas at Miami. Next up, Petty.
Got to go with the Dolphins.
Miami. Brando.
Dolphins.
Oh, sorry. I'm up.
No, yeah, you're good.
Dolphins. Dolphins. Yeah, we're Dolphins across the board. All right. New England at Miami. Dolphins, everybody.
See, you know, until New England gets good, we'll talk about it.
I like this copy paste game. All right. Miami at Green Bay.
Packers. Give me the Packers.
Green Bay.
They're going to freeze their heinies off. November 28th.
Oh, right after Thanksgiving. Whatever. Just give me the Packers. I don't know. I feel like I picked a lot of Dolphins wins here and I need them to lose a couple.
Think about it. Just pick.
If Jordan Love is any good. I mean, this is a good benchmark game. Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa. Who would you rather?
All right. So we have them dropping to Green Bay next week against New York Jets coming to Miami. Do you think that they drop to Aaron Rodgers if he's still healthy at this point in the season? What do you think, Patty?
No.
Miami. I thought there was going to be more there. No. I'm going Miami too. Brandon, what about you?
This is in Miami. I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Okay. Dolphins across the board. Miami at Houston. Pat.
Let's go Texans. You know, maybe Steph has a great game. D'Amico, Pico de Gallo, Ryans, big coaching W over Squirrel Boy.
Had you heard that before? Did you just make that up on the spot? I like that. I'm going Houston as well. I think they're going to be even better than last year. CJ Stroud is going to be dangerous. So Brandon, what do you got in that matchup?
I just think it's, you know, like Pat said, Stefon Diggs owns the Dolphins, and I think he's still going to own the Dolphins when he's in Texas.
Houston across the board there. San Francisco at Miami.
Oh, come on.
San Francisco for Pat. Yeah. San Francisco for me.
It's got to be the Niners, man. We're at the end of the season slump for the Dolphins time here.
All right. San Francisco. They don't like playing when it starts getting cold. Miami at Cleveland. Another cold weather game.
Mark my words, if there is one game that the Dolphins will lose this season, it will be this game. Like, I just feel it. And I called, Mike McDaniel squirrel boy for a reason. You want to see a real man with a real beard. Look at Kevin Stefanski. But yeah.
Oh man, throwing shade. This is tough.
The Browns are going to be good, bro. I'm telling you. I know.
I'm going to go Cleveland here. Brandon, what about you?
I'm picking Cleveland too. And I would like to go to this game. I feel like it's in Cleveland. Do the Bills play? This is a primetime game, right?
I think it is. You got to check the schedule.
I mean, I have the week off.
It's the 29th of December.
If I could get B-Moms to really throw a Hail Mary.
What day do the Bills play? The Bills play the Jets at 1:00. Interesting. That's cutting it quite close, but it could happen.
So it's, you're going to have to drive pretty fast down the thruway for that one.
Well, thankfully I would be at the game working. So I would just have to scoot from Orchard Park. Interesting. We'll talk about that another time.
And their last game of the season is at the Jets.
Well, I feel like if the story checks out, they probably drop this one.
All right, Jets for Petty. I'm gonna go Miami on this one. I think the Jets are all injured by this point. Brandon, what about you?
Dolphins are good at losing the last game of the year, so give me the Dolphins. No offense.
Say that again.
Give me the Dolphins to lose. The Dolphins are good at losing the last game of the year. Give me the Jets.
Okay, he said, give me the Dolphins.
Yeah, I did. You can edit that one out, though. Yeah.
I'm not going to. All right, consensus is the New York Jets on that one. All right, so let me tally these up. So this is interesting. This is a nice little mathematical anomaly here that you can go home and figure out. But we all projected them to go 8-9 in different ways.
What?
Wow.
But the consensus picks, which is majority rules, they go 9-8, which is interesting. So, wow. Yeah. You'll have to see this interesting spreadsheet. I feel like I should have picked more wins for them, like maybe one to two more, because I feel like that they're at least a winning record team, if not better.
For sure.
9-8. 9-8 is accurate. Maybe 10-7.
10-7. Yeah.
Now I say let's get into the Jets here, right? They're next.
Yeah. Actually, I have New England on here next. Is that okay?
Yep. Do you have the games pulled up, John? Or do you want me to read them?
I have up until like week 12.
All right.
So I'll do those ones. So New England at Cincinnati is the first one. They're on to Cincinnati the entire offseason this year. Pat, who you got?
Gotta go Bengals.
Is there anybody who doesn't want the Bengals for this?
I'll take Slim Shady.
Next up, Seattle at New England.
Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, how they have fallen. But
both of them. Yeah.
Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's have them going 2-0 out of the gate. Drake May. I'm sorry, 1-1.
1-1. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. He just picked Cincinnati. I'm going to go Seattle here. Brando, tiebreaker. Who you got?
Seahawks. I don't think it'll be close.
All right. Next game at the New York Jets. Patty, what do you think?
I got to go to the Jets. It's going to be a boring game to watch if the last 10 Pats Jets games are any indicator.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go New England. They have to win games at some point, and I'm really low on the Jets. Brandon, what about you?
They don't have to win games at some point. And I just think back to when Josh Allen was a rookie and how bad he was in those first couple of games. Like, he only needed 14 points to beat the Bills. I think that's what it's going to be to beat New England. So give me the J-E-T-S. Jets.
All right. 0-3 on the consensus record right now. Next up, it doesn't get any easier. Let's go to San Francisco. Anybody think New England's going to fare well in that one?
Crickets.
Nope.
No. Right, how about new? All right, next up, Miami at New England. We already have this game tracked. So it's Miami across the board. Anybody want to change their pick?
Fins up.
All right, Houston at New England. Anybody for New England?
No.
How about we just raise our hand if you get to a game that we think they're going to win?
Right. All right. 0-6 across the consensus here. Next up, they'll travel to play Trevor Lawrence. Anybody picking a win here? Raise your hand.
No, sir.
Nobody?
Don't hold your breath.
I'm going to give him a win there.
Oh, but my God.
On the consensus, it's still going to be Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence is going to eat the Patriots.
All right. Jets at New England. In New England, in their house. Anybody for a win? Brenda, you're thinking about raising your hand.
No, I'm thinking that you were about to say New England wins this game, and I was about to argue with you.
I'll give him a loss here. I have to have the Jets win some divisional matchups as well. So
yeah, I think the Jets are definitely going to win that game.
Jets. All right. At Tennessee. Nobody.
Go Titans. Go Titans. They're going to help out us again this year by taking out our division opponents.
I'd like to hope so. I'm going to give a New England win there.
Wow. Do you feel good about it?
No. Of course not. Tennessee, still the consensus there. All right. New England at Chicago. Anybody?
Give me the Pats.
All right. There's a win.
Chicago's going to cook them.
Okay, Chicago. And the consensus is still nothing. Nothing. All right. Rams at New England. Anybody?
Nope.
New England at Miami.
Nope.
All right. And that's where my schedule cuts off. So, Brando, you're going to have to take the next one through.
Your last game was New England at Miami. All right. We got the Colts at New England week 13.
Nope.
Colts.
What do we have? Cardinals here, it looks like.
Coming off of a bye in Arizona, the Cardinals come to town.
Okay. Chalk them up for one.
I'm going to chalk them up for one, too, only because, like, guys, we need a consensus win here.
Coming off of a bye.
Not going 0-17.
You know, coming off a bye with the rookies helpful. So he's definitely, I mean, Drake May is totally playing by this time. So count it. W, New England.
All right. Brando with a win, too. All right. What's up next?
Going into week 16, the Buffalo Bills are playing in Highmark Stadium against the New England Patriots. Did anybody pick the Patriots to win this game?
Nope. Next.
Chargers in Gillette.
Yeah, give me the Pats. Justin Herbert. Let's see what you got, dog.
I'll pick a Patriots win there as well.
New England, you're not going to like me anymore, man. They're taking an L on that one.
But we get the consensus through. And last game of the season, right?
Yep. Buffalo Bills.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In Gillette Stadium, week 18.
That's right. Buffalo at New England. Unless it literally means no picks there. Okay. So the projected record, 2-15. Pat, your projected record was 4-13. I'm at 5. And Brando is at 1-16.
Yep. Hope you like it there, New Englanders.
All right. Let's see if we can fly through. We got the Jets schedule.
Okay. Here we go. Jets schedule. You want it? San Francisco in San Francisco.
Not the Jets.
Yeah. They probably lose that one.
San Francisco for everybody.
Yes. Week 2, the Jets are at the Titans.
Chalk them up a W.
Jets are beating the Titans, Pat?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to pick a loss there. Brandon, what about you?
I'm going to take the Titans, too, on that one.
Titans. Jets still 0-2. Next up.
New England Patriots at MetLife Stadium in New York.
Yeah, give me the Jets.
We picked this one already.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yes, so that would be...
Jets.
I'm the only one who picked the Patriots, so you guys would pick Jets to win. With the consensus win. Cool. Next.
All right. The Jets play the Broncos at home in New Jersey.
Give me the Jets again.
I guess I'll pick the Jets for this. I think Denver's still going to be. Yeah.
Denver's going to suck. So definitely give me the Jets.
All right. Win for the Jets. Consensus 2-2.
Okay. It's the Jets at Minnesota, but it's supposed to be at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. So this is their international game at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, Aaron Rodgers has played a lot overseas. JJ McCarthy has not played a lot out of the Midwest.
Go blue.
Go blue. That's my boy, blue. But no, I'll take the Jets overseas.
All right. Yeah, I'm on that same boat. Brandon, you too?
Yep. Now, coming back from across the pond, they stay at home against the Buffalo Bills. Primetime game, Monday Night Football, 8:15 on ESPN.
And we all had Buffalo for that.
Yep.
Correct.
Jet lag.
Then they will go to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. So they are on primetime back-to-back weeks.
The Steelers are the ultimate wild card. I have no idea. The Steelers could be 15-2 or 2-15. I really do not know.
That's ballsy. They could get Brandon.
I think that there's a 98% chance that they fall exactly in between that. It's going to be 8-7 or 7-8. You know, like Mike Tomlin is still going to get that winning record and then exit the first round of the playoffs. You know, that's
the William and Mary special, Sean McDermott.
Tale as old as time. You're kind of right though. All right. Anybody, I was going to say, I'll take the Jets for this game. Pat, what about you?
I'll take the Jets. I'm riding the Jets train.
I'm going to take the Steelers at home with TJ Watt sacking Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Over and over and over.
All right. So that's a consensus win. That puts them at 4-3 at this point in the season.
Okay. Then they're going to go to New England and play New England at 1 o'clock at Gillette.
Yeah. Give it to Jets again.
We picked this one already, didn't we?
Yep. So this would be everybody picked the Jets. So got to stick to it.
Yep. Okay. Next game's good one. Primetime Thursday Night Football on Halloween at it's in New York against Houston.
Give me Houston all the way across. Anybody for the Jets?
No.
No, I'm taking Houston.
Yeah. All right. Next up.
They're going to Arizona to play the Cardinals.
Give me the Jets.
All right, Jets for Pat. I mean, I'll pick anybody to beat the Cardinals this year, probably, right? Brandon, what about you?
I'm going to take the Jets as well.
All right, X is across the board. Next.
The Colts come to New Jersey at MetLife Stadium to play in another Sunday night football game. Primetime, Colts, Jets.
Give me Colts. Pat, what about you?
I like the Colts, but I feel like we're sleeping on the Jets here.
I don't think we're sleeping that hard.
I'm not sleeping, man. I'm awake. Yeah.
Brandon, who you got? Well, Pat keeps making
Jets.
Sounds.
Jets are winning this game.
Well, right. It doesn't matter Jets, then, I Brando. Guess. So I'll pick the Jets.
All right. That's a consensus win for you guys. Next up.
Week 12 is their bye week, and then they follow it up with a home game against Seattle, 1 o'clock, December 1st.
I'll take Seattle.
Ooh, Geno Smith wins. Revenge game.
You're right.
I'll take the Jets again. All right.
Jets for Pat. Brando?
Yeah, Jets again.
Dang. Seattle's another consistent win. I got losses for them both there. All right. What's next?
They go to Miami to play the Dolphins at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
All right. We already picked this then. We had Miami across the board. Yep. So next.
Next, they go to Jacksonville to play the Jags.
Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah. Let me take those Jaguars.
I'm going to take the Jets here. This is a big game for AFC playoff seedings, I think, with the Jets and Trevor Lawrence are going to be close battling each other. So Aaron Rodgers shows up.
Next.
They are home against the Rams.
If this was in Los Angeles, I would say it's a blowout, but like...
I'm going to take the Jets here, actually. Mix it up a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to take them too. God. Matthew Stafford, old in the stove.
Brandon's taking Matt Stafford, but we got a consensus win. Next up, two games left.
They go to Buffalo. 1 o'clock, the 29th. We're just talking about this game.
The tale is old as time. Next. The song is old as rhyme.
Their season ends against the Dolphins at home.
At the Jets.
We had them win.
We already
this
picked
game.
This game. Yep. And you guys have this. Yeah. I have Miami in this game. So I've got to put it down as a loss. And you guys have the Jets. And that's a consensus win. So let's count them up.
This is a softball schedule.
I bet you it's 11. It is a softball schedule.
Pat has them with 10 wins. 10-7. I have them with 6 wins, 6-11.
Hit that under, John.
And Brando, you have them with 9 wins at 9-8.
Okay.
Consensus is 10-7.
That's probably pretty close. I like this. This is cool.
I feel like everyone's depending on Rodgers being some shell of his former self, and I'm just not going to be convinced until I see it. Like, if he comes out and starts putting up numbers consistently, like, I'll believe it. But until then, I think that most of Aaron Rodgers' entire aura is just making sure that he's in the spotlight. Like, that is his entire goal. Kids who are studying psychology, like, here's your real world example of a narcissist. Like, you want to learn what a narcissist is? Just watch Aaron Rodgers' press conferences or listen to him on his podcasts and stuff like that. So, but anyway, could you tell I don't like the Jets?
Yes. Yes. I think you should bet they're under. You're confident.
I might. Really, the question is, am I willing to part with, $5 to $10 for the entire season? Because that's the tough part about those long-term bets. It's like,
you have to bet enough to make it worth it.
But right. you'll forget about it. And then as you're relishing in potentially their season collapse,
an extra also $5 bet waiting for you. Inflation's killing you. Yeah.
That's true. All right, let's pick the Bills. Real quick.
All right, game number one, home opener, Cardinals. Anybody think they're going to lose?
Arizona at Buffalo. Wins across the board? Anybody? Yep. All right, cool. Week two, it's Miami at Buffalo, right? Or no, it's Buffalo at Miami.
Buffalo at Miami, Thursday night football.
Yes, we already picked
this. On 4 days rest. I didn't realize
All right,
that.
Pat, you picked Miami, and Brando and I picked a win.
Can I? I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was a Thursday night football game on 4 days rest in Miami. Is there any way they could change that?
Thanks for keeping it a buck, Brando. We're trying to get the most accurate results for the people out here, you know?
Yes, but I have to change it in two places. So you know that Miami has 4 days rest too, right? Uh-oh. Did you unplug your mic? All right, so Brando unplugged his mic and he's not changing his pick.
Nope. Go Bills.
So, yeah, all right. Consensus 2-0. All right. That would have put us at a consensus 1-1, so... We can, push the freak out down the line. Week three, what do we got?
Bills play Jacksonville at home Monday Night Football. Prime time.
Well, I think we've lost to them the past two times we've played them. So I would hope that survey would say we'll get them 1 out of 3 times.
You would hope so. I'm going to pick them to win too, but, Jags are always a weird wild card for the Bills. Like an Achilles heel.
Brando. I'm going to pick them to win. Like what? Pat said, survey said you got to win one here. So.
Yeah, and Urban Meyer's long gone, so that
we
helps,
lost.
Right?
We lost to Urban too. Don't let it be swept under the rug.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's gone. That's a good thing. But
this is a tough stretch of games for the Bills. They are playing on Sunday Night Football in Baltimore against the Ravens.
That's tough. Pat, what do you think?
Well, you know, Lamar is my number two if Josh isn't out there. And I want to give...
But Josh will be out there.
He will. But let's say there's a reverse...
Important detail.
Well, you remember that game where Lamar Jackson took himself out of the game to go take a in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, against the Browns?
Yeah.
Ironically.
So what if... I mean, this may be a situation where Josh has to do the same thing.
What kind of prediction is this?
No, I don't know. Well, just to even it out, I'll take the Ravens.
Pat's taking the Ravens because Josh is going to have to use the facilities during the game.
Well, and I just feel like we beat them by the skin of our...
Average, this is not your average game picks, people. You get in-depth predictions for each game.
He's going to use Cottonelle.
Yes, right. True.
All right, Brando, who you got?
Bills beat Lamar Jackson, even if it's close. Give me the Bills.
All right, I like the Bills in this one, too. At the risk of getting too hyped here at 4-0.
It's going to be a great game.
It is. Yeah, that one will be close. Maybe a short Tyler Bass field goal to finish it off like they have.
We don't want him on the wall.
So, and I was going to say, you don't want a long Tyler Bass field goal from what we hear going on in training camp and last season. So, all right, week five, Brando, what we got?
We're going to Houston to play the Texans.
Ooh.
I'm taking the Texans here. I don't know if you guys are going to do anything different, but it's time.
Pat's going to take a W.
I'm going
to
take a W.
I'm going to have to take a loss there because the losses have to come at some point.
They're not starting 5-0. Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. And you know ESPN is going to lose their mind if we lose this game.
Right. But CJ Stroud is exciting. Fast team. A lot of good receivers. Not named Stephon Diggs. So, anyway. What do we got week six?
Week six, we go Monday Night Football to the Jets. We pick this game.
I think we're Bills across the board.
Finish him. Yeah.
Next week
we are home against the Titans. We've played great games against the Titans, but we've also blown them out.
Give me Buffalo. Anybody for the Titans, Pat?
No.
All
right, then we get Geno Smith, but we go to Seattle. It's a West Coast trip, 4 o'clock game.
W
for the Bills. Yes,
Texas across the board.
Yep. All right. November 3rd, we play the Dolphins at home.
I think we all picked Buffalo for this one as well, right?
Yep. November 10th, we go to Indianapolis to play the Colts.
I don't know. Last time we played the Colts, we got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah. Talk about that in the playoffs?
No. After the time that Jonathan Taylor ran all over him.
Oh, yeah.
That was that's actually one of their worst losses of the Sean McDermott era. Like they don't lose by huge margins. It's definitely the largest loss of when Josh Allen is playing the game, which is crazy. But yeah, I'll take a loss there. Got to put him somewhere, right? I'd still be happy with whatever we're at 8-2 at that point with a loss. Anybody for a win, Brando?
I think he's going to win. Again, I'm not on this Colts hype train like a lot of the national media is. There's no way Anthony Richardson is still playing that game. So, I mean, Gardner Minshew, is he still there? No, he's not.
No, he's in Oakland. No one's in Oakland.
No one's in Oakland.
Might be by himself. What do we got? Week 11?
Are at November 17th, where the Kansas City Chiefs come back to Buffalo to play at 4:25 p.m.
It's a regular season game against the Chiefs.
Bills win those.
They do, but do we want to lose the regular season game?
I think we should lose the regular season game.
Right? It's that easy. Come on. We'll just lose the regular season game, and that means you win in the playoffs, right? I mean, that's also been the pattern. Brando?
It's the same thing as I said about the Dolphins. It carries true for the Bills. They're going to win in the regular season. They might lose in the playoffs. You got to do something otherwise for me to change my mind. So give me the Bills to win this game.
All right. Consensus is still a loss there. Next up.
Bye week.
Win. Four players and their health.
For everybody. Yes. We get off the bye week, come into Sunday Night Football, prime time against the 49ers at home. God, this is another tough stretch of the schedule.
Well, you know what? Well, we haven't played them since 2020. I remember we stomped them, but that was with Nick Mullins playing quarterback. So,
right.
You know, he's no Brock Purdy.
I'll take the Bills. Never thought you'd say.
Big performance from the Bills.
I think I'm on board with the Bills win there as well. Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, me too. Josh Allen, is the greatest counter.
Josh Allen.
The Bosa boy.
I'm going to use that as my explanation for every win from here on out.
Josh Allen.
All right, what do we got next?
All right, next we have the Rams in LA. Also, I'm sorry that I misspoke earlier. The 49ers game is a home primetime game.
Oh.
And then I'm so sorry. We play them at Highmark, and then we go to LA the following week to play the Rams.
I'll take the Rams. Right. Not the Rams. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. I'll take the Bills.
All right, I'm taking the Bills too. Brando?
Rams.
Rams. All right.
Yeah. Rams are good.
No partiality to your boy Stafford there whatsoever.
No, there's got to be losses here. There's going to be at some point. We're late in the season. Injuries can happen. Now, the next game here, again, this is a tough stretch for the Bills. They go to Detroit. They play the Lions.
Yeah. Give me the Bills again. Honestly.
Bills again. I like the Bills in the Detroit matchup, actually.
I feel like they're psychologically scarred from that Thanksgiving game, dude. Like,
Yeah, that like rope pass Island to Diggs there.
Brando, one of the greatest
Brando's
going to
be partial here again.
Watch. I'm taking Brando, the Lions.
Brando's taking the Lions.
They barely beat the Lions, man.
I know you.
They beat the Lions because Diggs and Allen had their best catch as a duo. You think their best thrown catch as a duo down a rope in the middle of the field. Greatest game I've ever been to. And
oh, you were at that game? Diggs.
Yeah, that was Thanksgiving.
God.
Yeah. Went to the Wings game the day before, went to the Lions game.
That had to be a rough atmosphere fun. After that.
Super fun. Some guy did want to fight me, but then all the Lions fans wanted to protect me. So I was like, I'm part of the pack. Buckle Bills. Yeah. So Lions are going to win that game. We don't have an answer without Steph Diggs for that game. So.
Sorry.
Well, whatever explanation you can push in there to...
Dude, we barely beat them. We gave them the lead. We should have lost that game. We blew it and we saved ourselves. Josh saved us with Steph's help.
I want to know what when Brando picks games, what the Lions and Rams handicap is on stuff, because he just loves, you know, Jared Goff. And
I don't love Jared Goff. I remember this game specifically. I was talking to my dad on that Thanksgiving Day game. I'm like, the Lions are going to lose this game because Jared Goff is not hitting passes that Josh Allen hits. And Jared Goff missed over wide open receivers, overthrew them, underthrew them like four or five times that game that would have sealed the deal for the Lions. And I'm like, I don't even care. I think Josh Allen's going to do this. Matt Stafford can do it. Give me the Lions. We don't have Diggs. Give me the Lions.
So all you just listed all of Jared Goff's shortcomings. Who's playing QB for who's the new quarterback in town for the Lions this year?
He's good enough to win, man.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Brandon.
Do you remember Jared Goff scored 30 points against us?
Yeah.
When he was on the Rams?
Yeah. No, I don't think that game's a chalk up win. I'm just giving you crap because I knew exactly who you were going to pick for, you know,
I'm not rooting for it. I just think it's going to happen. The Lions are really good. They're only getting better. Sam LaPorta versus Kincaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got him on a 2-game skid here.
All right. What do we got next?
Jets at home, December 29th, 1 p.m. We picked this.
Buff across the board.
Yep. And then we end in Gillette Stadium against New England.
I'm short a game, Brandon. You skipped the first New England game. Yeah.
But I think we all across the board.
Well, we picked it, right? Didn't I say we picked the game? So then the Bills play the Patriots to start their division series. What do you say?
The first one is in Buffalo, right?
The Bills play the first one in Buffalo.
Okay. And then it's Buffalo at New England for week 17.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure we have Bills across the board for both of those, correct? Yep. Everybody's got Buffalo winning both all those games. So let's add these up.
I know. Now I'm going to feel like freaking Nick Wright right now.
18-0.
All right. Pat's 13-4.
Let it be known we have the third hardest schedule in the entire league too. So,
well, I've got him at 14-3, and so does Brando.
Oh God!
I thought I was going to have less wins than Brando because Brandon was really stacking him up until that 2-game skid, and the consensus is also 14-3. So, yeah,
that's so biased. So
we are homers.
Yeah, we're overhyping him a little bit, but I mean,
I think I was going to say 10 or 11.
So the team that we probably shorted the most is Miami. The team that we probably underestimated the most is probably actually New England, because 2-15, you don't see that super often.
You gave the Jets 6 wins. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. You just don't buy it. It's okay. And that's okay. I think we're underselling Miami a little bit too.
I don't think they're going to finish with a losing record. I might be underselling the Jets like a ton. I'm looking at the consensus records.
Yeah, they do have the 21st easiest schedule. Quite easy.
Because I don't think I'm underselling the Patriots of 5-13.
No, that's, I think that's four or five wins.
That's closer to their ceiling. Yeah. Maybe 6-7 wins on top of that. But
so that would put the Bills atop the AFC East with the Jets, followed by the Dolphins with the Patriots in the basement.
Yep. And obviously, you know, the Bills are going to be 14-3. The
<One seed. laughs>
Jets are going to be 10-7. And the Dolphins are only going to be 9-8. New England at the bottom, 2-15. This must be how USA Today does their predictions as well.
Put us in the paper.
Different people, obviously. So anyway, I got a lot of editing to do to try to get that down to a reasonable amount of time, so you're not just sitting to us and listening and making picks. Pat, I was going to say, you have quotes. Let's end on a good note here and get through some quotes really, really quick.
Okay. All right. So I have one here. I haven't been the number one in a minute. You can look at targets. You can look at anything. That's not really where I've been. It's about understanding your role and understanding how you can be your very best at that role. Older player joining a team where he doesn't have to be the number one at his position.
It's not Stefan, because he was the number one for a while.
The Super Bowl champion.
Trying to think about who else switched teams.
I mean, he was a pretty gosh darn good number two. And last year he was a number two. Well, I guess he started as a number one and then was a number two really to a rookie. He's in our division.
In our division now, or was in our division?
Currently. Just joined our division.
OBJ.
Yep.
Who did he sign with? The Dolphins, right? Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Let's see. I have another AFC East themed quote right here. This is in response to what the media described as a rough first day of padded practice on July 29th. We came out here the first day in pads and we're practicing a lot of third and longs. Third and longs in the NFL are tough. Our defense does a good job on third and longs, so it's tough on the offense. At the same time, I'm going to watch the film back and focus on the little things. That's what this position is, the little things.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Close though, same division.
Salah.
Nope, different team.
Tua.
Nope. This guy was like really getting dragged.
Drake May?
Drake May, yeah.
Oh, good call. Good call.
I was going to say,
I don't even think about it.
Only remaining quarterback in our division.
Yeah.
So this is a good one right here. This player said, I've been hearing that name since I was a kid. You can call me Jets from now on.
Justin Jefferson.
Yep. You had heard that?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
It was on Jets Jefferson.
Receiver. Yeah. It's his alter ego. He puts the chain on, he puts the sunglasses on, he walks in. I'm Jets now. Yeah.
So what's the alter ego when Kirk puts the same chain on?
Youth pastor Kirk.
Jesus. Goes from Jets to Jesus.
Cole's Cash with a K. That's funny. All right, well, we better get out of here before my camera dies because it's definitely going to. I started with a full battery, but I'm surprised we lasted this long. So anyway, you guys can find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. We're going to keep going throughout the season here. You guys can send us a voice message, actually, using the link in our show notes. If you want to do that, we'll play it on the show. You know,
cool.
Please do.
Make funny of whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really easy. It's just a link. You go and record a little voice memo and you can send it in. So again, thanks to Small City Realty for sponsoring this. 585-409-1088. And we'll be back next week. So go Bills.
Go Bills.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.